Hello and welcome everybody back to another energy update with Suzanne. These are actual client sessions where I am sharing some information that I have done within a session. This one's going to be a little bit different because it's multiple sessions, and I do have approval from people to share bits and pieces of their thoughts, their experiences, their history, etc. This one is a little bit interesting because I am going to almost summarize what we have been up against as a collective group of humans fighting this virus, this coronavirus. We've had many, many, many things go down within the last weeks, and this has been a very difficult time. And I thought that I would put a collective kind of synopsis together with what I am seeing from a practitioner standpoint. What's going on now? There are many, many different kinds of YouTube presentations, meditations, healing efforts, all kinds of things going on out there. And please use your own discernment process on what is good for you. There's a lot of us that can do this work remote. And if you need help and assistance, please tap in to those modalities, those people, those tools, whatever it is that is going to help you, because this is indeed a very difficult time. And we are kind of, on uncharted waters here in terms of how this flow is going to play out. And I think that we all have several kinds of options to help us work through this. Now, what I'm finding as a practitioner, again, I've been doing a lot of, I was doing in person up until just recently. And then after our Minnesota governor talked about, social distancing efforts, et cetera, I went fully remote, which for my work is actually quite similar to what I do in person. So for me, it's been very interesting to still meet with people and talk with people via FaceTime, etc. And I am finding a very consistent message, not unlike all of you are, of fear. And I believe that first and foremost, there's many, many, many layers to this. And I don't ever profess to know the truth of anything, because just like any other energy update I do, my truth does not have to be your truth, because it can't be. And I think that that is one of the most important things that we want to look at and hang on to during this particular time, is that we're not necessarily going to know the truth, because we don't even know what the truth is. And that truth is through each one of our individualized consciousness container eyeballs and lens. And so I may see things completely differently than you, and so on and so forth. So truth, I think, has to sort of take a back seat, because truth is what we make of it and what we do with it. In essence, I do believe that this is a very valid thing to be dealing with and respecting and honoring in terms of things like precautionary things like social distancing, washing your hands, etc. And I'm not going to go into a lot of that, because that is absolutely everywhere. We're getting it on the news, we're getting it on the web, we're getting it in our own logical heads of things to do here. What I want to talk a little bit more about is the flow of how this goes into the ascension process and how it actually comes out of the ascension process. And I'm interestingly enough finding, when I have client sessions, that those that have been doing their spiritual work, that have been doing their journey, that have been having the courage to go into their dark side, their shadow side within the past year, years, whatever their time clock is, I am finding that the people that have been doing their work are truly navigating this differently than those that maybe aren't choosing to go in that spiritual lane to kind of examine their life. And this is in no way judgment. I want to make that clear again. This is in no way judgment, because nobody has to do anything and nobody has to do this ascension process. But I will tell you, as a practitioner, I definitely see two different camps here in how and only how they're navigating this process. Those that are doing their spiritual work, and that can mean anything, by the way, that can be really going past, lives, that can be past years here and going into belief systems, that can be doing meditation, that can be doing yoga, that can be doing supplements, changing eating habits, whatever you're choosing to get in alignment with your higher self and your higher good is what we would consider a spiritual spiritual journey of sorts, digging into your own fear centers and looking at them head on instead of stuffing them away on that so-called proverbial shelf of our belly and pretending that they don't exist and hanging on to anger and fear is basically kind of like the synopsis of what I would call a spiritual journey. And you can do that any way that you want to. And again, this doesn't mean a dogmatic journey, and it might for you, but it doesn't necessarily to me be a dogmatic journey of the traditional, handing it off to a God that's floating on a cloud. This is taking self-responsibility, in my opinion, of co-creation. And that's the kind of people I am seeing are navigating this process differently. Now, that said, that doesn't mean that they don't have any fear, but they are processing this fear differently than those that are not necessarily interested in even going into all of that. And that, again, is fine. There's no judgment. That doesn't mean that those people are going to get it or not get it. I mean, all of that ridiculousness has just got to go to the side here. It simply means the way that we are looking at this whole situation. Now, then you can swing the pendulum even farther the other way, and we've got, you know, the conspiracy theories coming out our ears, and those are interesting to me too. I keep my mind open and do listen to a lot of those thoughts. And again, I'm not here to be anybody's truth, and nobody should be anybody's truth, especially when you are entertaining thoughts of bigger and bigger and bigger conspiracy theories that are behind this so-called outbreak and virus in terms of biological warfare, etc. I believe that there's elements of truth in all of this. I believe that there's shards of truth in everything, because why wouldn't there be? It depends on what you choose to believe and what you choose to do with those beliefs. So you can navigate that in any way you choose to. Also, I would just, however, warn, because we do have extra time on our hands, people are out there searching for things, and be individualizing and discernment in terms of, hey, this is too deep of a rabbit hole, and I'm now in even more fear, because fear in and of itself is what I believe is more of a virus than even corona. Fear itself is what is killing us as a collective. Fear is in the collective programming to the nth degree, like right now, not dissimilar to the days of 9/11, for example, when everybody was terrified and all we did was put in more and more fear of survival. This is primal stuff that happens to us, and we get crazy ass primal when this happens. And the people that I've been watching and talking to as clients, family, and friends, and overall general public, by the way, you can see it. You can see it in their actions. I mean, all you have to do is walk into the Walmart or the Target and see people, you know, only 2 weeks ago hoarding toilet paper, and everybody's laughing about toilet paper. Why toilet paper? Well, in my opinion, again, from a metaphoric standpoint, our human bodies are extremely programmed from the very beginning in a very primal way. We are very, very programmed in the message of lack, and we are very, very programmed, with a virus or not, in this message of not enough. And when this comes to fruition in a 3D way, in terms of a virus that is now in the media, in our face, 24/7, we will see that reaction in our actual biological body in terms of not enough. And what there is not enough of is nourishment. And then we will start to think, oh, I don't have enough stuff to put in my body. I need stuff to go in my body to be safe. And what is going to happen on the flip side of that? Stuff's going to come out of my body. So we are very, on a subconscious basis, trying to fill this primal sense of lack. And this is not something that is new for us. We as human beings have been born into a DNA situation that runs the programming of lack and not enough, which means I'm not enough. If there is not enough, that ultimately means I'm not enough. And this is a confusion in our root chakra. We are very primal in that root chakra. That root chakra, our very first chakra, in essence, is supposed to have been designed for us to be connected to the earth, to be connected to the planetary system, to be connected to a maternal magnetic energy that nourishes us and keeps us safe. And nobody talks about it, basically, unless you're really into this world of esoteric information, meditation, chakra movement, etc., perhaps. But mainstream media is not going to be talking about, hey, your root chakra is really off during this crisis. So if this is resonating for you, think about that deeper. And if this doesn't make sense to you, you can turn this off or just let it go through. Because the root chakra itself is where we are holding this very, very primal fear of lack. And this work needs to, in my opinion, as a practitioner, be done virus or no virus. But what it's doing is there's a blessing in here. It is offering us the time, the space, the opportunity to examine deeper, if we choose, what is going on in that root belief. What is going on in terms of my feeling of safe and lack and enough and nourishment and mothering and womb? All of this is absolutely part of what a spiritual journey is about anyway. And now with this social distancing, opportunities of being having to stay home. These are opportunities for some people, if we can look at it that way. This gives us the time and hopefully the personal focus to go deeper into these issues, because ultimately that's what our body is yearning for anyway, virus or not. So the hard part, however, is most all of us don't understand that primal connection to the planetary system itself, because we have not been brought up that way. We have not necessarily been encouraged, or maybe you have, this is again, not judgment, we have not been encouraged, most all of us, by a parental upbringing or societal upbringing to say, hey, go hang out with Mother Earth and go like seriously root yourself into this planetary system and understand fully within body, mind, and soul that you are nourished, that you are connected, that you are mothered, that you have fuel and food from her, and that this is a safe thing to lock down into in that sense of nourishment. We don't have that. Most of us have been really reprogrammed in that root chakra by beliefs from our family in the first place. Now, this isn't to blame anybody. This is what we do. And we humans look around our existence from a very, very young age, and even in utero, by the way, we hear messages of what is going to make us safe or not safe. And we are very conditioned and comfortable with someone else telling me what to do in terms of being safe. And at the very same time, we have this primal need to kick back on that, because you can't tell me what to do is part of our humanness also. So we have this inner dialogue fight going on as a human body from the very beginning. I want you to tell me what to do. I want you to show me safe. I want you to give me and provide me safe. And yet I will kick back as I grow to say, you can't tell me what to do. That doesn't mean I want to do that. You aren't my truth. And we grow through these stages as we go through these meat body growth periods anyway. Now let's add in a situation like viruses. We want someone to tell us what to do. We want someone to tell us how to stay safe. And at the same time, you can't tell me I can't stay out of that store. You can't tell me that I can't go talk to somebody. So we're mimicking what we do as a human body throughout this process. And it's very, very important, in my opinion, to take a step back and to almost hit the pause button, because this is a duplication of how we react as an individualized human, but more so as a collective human consciousness. And, you know, things like pandemics are very, very interesting to me, because what we aren't understanding is this is a frequency test. We are being tested by ourselves in a higher purpose, quite possibly, on how much do you want to know? How much do you want to remember? How much do you want to be in charge or not be in charge? In terms of all of these different areas in our life, and this is what spiritual growth is about, you know, am I wanting to be told what to do? Am I not wanting to be told what to do? Can I switch gears with that to go, no one has to ultimately tell me what to do other than my higher self, my God self. And again, your God package is anything that you need to choose that to be. I'm not here to tell you what that is. But I think it's important for us to co-create through these times, because this is going to bring up shadow. This panic and this fear will go through our matrix programming as a energetic body, which will then affect our meat body. And 99% of the public is still reacting in meat body form to this, in terms of, I have to be primal. I have to get my stuff. I have to hoard down. I have to. That's all fine and dandy. And it's practical to some extent, but hopefully the spiritual work that really dovetails with all of this is, what is the shadow of the hafta? Where does that come from? Where are you looking to find that programming since day one in your matrix? Is it about abuse? Is it about, you know, that male-dominated energy telling us what we can and can't do as eons? And this isn't bashing males, it's male energy. It's the male energy of small boxes, rules, regulations. That isn't the same as bashing a male. I want you to understand male energy. So what is the voice? Where is the female voice energy of self-care and compassion and love and cooperation and forgiveness? Now, no matter what form of body we're sitting here in, whether we're a male or a female, we both have these female and male energies within us. We have both, regardless of what sex we are. So when I'm talking about male and female energies, that isn't pulling out a certain category of race here. We are all overwhelmed anyway, being a human. We are overwhelmed right now during this ascension process, which is very real. And if you don't know what that is, I encourage you to go onto my website. There's a lot of free information. There's a whole free ebook right on my website on sworthley.com to understand what the ascension is. There's an incredible blog thread that's been going for years on it with people that are understanding or not understanding what is happening to them. So this ascension process is not going away. We are in the thick of it. This is a huge peak. And this virus is, in my opinion, a support system to encourage us to even hang on or go deeper into this ascension process, because basically it is putting that shadow right in front of us, the primal, again, shadow of not enough. Underneath that primal shadow of not enough is a fear of separation of source. And we are, interestingly enough, as a human race right now, really, really struggling with what does separation even do to us. Within the first days of us being told to find a social distancing, people have gone bonkers and feeling like they are already feeling stir crazy. I've had clients and people and family and friends reach out going, I'm already going nuts. And we're not even on full lockdown in any way, shape, or form right here in Minnesota. And people are already spewing out this feeling of, I feel separated and I'm stir crazy. I don't know if I can handle this. And the reality is the fear of separation is something that these biological bodies have been struggling with since utero. We get separated the very first moments of our lives from our mother, from a womb, from a place of nourishment, from a place of being fed and cocooned. And we are thrown into this big fat world, and none of us realize that this primal wound in our root chakra already is running a huge narrative of being scared of being separated. The problem is nobody talks about it and nobody really breaks it down, because the thing that we're being separated from on a subconscious level is not understanding where source energy is. This is our job, in my opinion, as a human being, is to remember the spiritual side of, I am not separate from source. We have a biological separation and confusion in the meat body right out of the gate. And it's our job, in my opinion, again, as we grow and as we remember what we know, we start to understand there is no separation. There's no separation from source, no matter what, period. And this is very, very difficult for most people, because it doesn't look like that in our everyday life. Especially now, if I'm separated, I'm scared. I can't do this alone. I don't know how I'll entertain myself. I don't know how to shut my head off. I don't know how to tamper down and trust. All of these primal crazy ruminations will go through our meat body because our head is out of control. And this is really, again, one of the infrastructures of the brokenness of the human in the first place. And that doesn't mean we're bad, but the broken connection of understanding that we are not separated. We are all one, and we always have been, and we always will be. And this directly relates to the death process and why the human in meat form again on this earth plane is always so scared of death. We don't know. It's not knowing where we're going, what that is, if it's real, what happens to my loved one or me. This understanding of not knowing is part of our separation anxiety in the first place, and part of our yearning for connection to something, and yet we don't know what it is. So this is a really, really big conundrum in our head, because there's many, many, many layers to this. And we can start to, if we choose to, use this coronavirus opportunity to start to examine some of these really primal things that we carry in our human meat body, and especially our emotional and mental fields, with support of a balanced and anchored spiritual field. So when we, and this is not religion bashing, when we started to create that God was a guy on a cloud, this even actually solidified a lot of separation of source, because we gave God a personality. We gave God humanness. We gave God an opportunity to say something is right and something is wrong. And we fear that. And in my opinion, again, as a practitioner, God is not an entity energy. It is the I am. It is the oneness source of no condition attached. Therefore, there's no personality and there's no judgment. But when we made it a male energy, we give off our power to this so-called energy that has a personality. And in during this time period, it's very important for us, if we choose, again, you don't have to go here, if we choose, we can start to remember that the I am presence, the God presence, is not a package to something that I'm 100% surrendering to, especially during times like this. What I want to do is I want to align. I want to co-create. I want to co-remember. I want to work this from a standpoint of, if I have every right and a birthright and a reason for being here, to find the safe, not just hand off and surrender in a way of that God on a cloud is going to take care of something. I'm cooperatively in alignment with my higher version of my God self to create what that taking care of is in terms of steps. And I think that this is still to some extent a surrender, but it does replace this yearning of needing to be connected. When we have this separation of God source being a guy on a cloud with a personality again, with judgment and fear, that doesn't behoove this feeling of 100% connected in oneness with our source energy. If we can't find that, we can't for any way, shape, or form really be great at connectedness and oneness of humanity. This is what this virus is also about. Oneness. Understanding for the first time in a very guttural and viral way that we are all one, that we are no different than those in China or Italy or Korea or anywhere across this globe. We are not that dissimilar to anyone in another timeline, in a past life, in a future life. We have done these things before, and we need to remember who we are as not only individuals, but as human races itself, and what we have done not only to ourselves, but to this planet. And this is the second piece that a lot of people are not talking about during this virus time period. And if this resonates for you, great. If it doesn't, you can shut this off or ponder it. This, to me, is also about the relationship with the planet. This, to me, is about taking pause and looking at the opportunity to step back and see, not only are we oneness with humans and we can find compassion and we can learn to honor people's distancing and we can still stay connected via a million different ways, but this right now is also really time sensitive for working with our planetary system. And this is part of the ascension process. Our actual planet itself is that first dimensional frequency of earth, wind, water, fire, ether energies of creation on a planetary basis. Dimension number two is the plant and animal kingdom that is part of us and part of that earth. Dimension three is us as a human body. So we in our humanness are existing in dimensions one, two, and three, or planes of reality of one, two, and three, if that's making sense for anybody that's kind of new to this. In our human body, we directly overlay that in our chakra systems of one, two, and three, meaning our root chakra down in the base of our spine, our sacral chakra for number two in our belly, and our solar plexus chakra in our mid-body for that third dimension. These are where we are micro, macro to those planes of reality or existences walking around as a human meat body. We have not paid attention, in my opinion, enough to this connection to the actual planet itself, because we've all been too goddamn busy being selfishly running off and making money and doing things and having stuff and shopping and blah, 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 blah. And again, this isn't judgment. It's what we do. We're crazy people. We go, go, go. Because why? Because we've trained ourselves and validated ourselves to be human doing machines. This particular virus and the blessing within it is to stop that madness to some extent, put us on a pause button and start to go, what does it mean now for me to be a human being, a capital B and an E, a being, and what does that mean for my existence? In the creational reality of 1, 2, and 3 planes of existence, that means that we as a human race took the job of being guardians of a planet. We took on the job by just incarnating here. We chose to incarnate in these meat bodies on this earth. That part of that responsibility that we have put to the side because we're so busy doing is of being, of connecting, of gratifying, of noticing, of being in awe and wonder in a childlike state. And this is what this pause button can offer us to help heal the actual consciousness of the planet. Now think about it. Mother Earth is another consciousness planetary energy of the God source. We chose a meat and bone one. That consciousness entity chose a planetary one. It has an energy body. It has inner chakras and outer auras. It has, very similar to us, all of these energy centers that are working very, very hard during this time period of human shifting and ascension. And part of her is trying also to ascend as a planet. And we are in cooperation with that. Our job, in my opinion, is to help this planetary system ascend so that the actual Earth, Gaia, Mother Earth, whatever, you know, title you want to put on that, is also ascending in love and light and receiving a cooperation in giving and receiving. And we fail miserably at that as humans because we're so damn busy doing. So when we are almost forced into this semi, you know, like quarantined business, I believe that we're given an opportunity right now to really stop the madness in our heads and in our lives and go, hey, what do I want to do with that? What does that even mean? Have I even thought about the fact that I am a human that signed up in meat and bone to be on a planet called Mother Earth? Has that even dawned on me? Has that belief system even been ignited? And if that's been presented to you, great. And if this is new, great. And if you don't want to believe it, great. It's all fine. Everything's good. Everybody gets to do what they want to. But for me, personally, I'm starting to understand how we have absolutely 100% ignored this opportunity of a relationship, not only with the earth itself, but the plant and animal kingdom. Here we are in this space and time where we have the opportunity to examine what does that mean. Well, let's learn something from the plant and animal kingdom. Let's learn just for one quick second things like collectiveness. We are struggling right now and trying to get connected while separated. I mean, learn from the trees. The root system speaks to one another. The trees in the auric fields speak to one another. They send information, energy, and love constantly. They die and rebirth constantly. And we don't even really recognize it, much less honor it, or, God forbid, learn from it. Because these are messages and symbology that we can go, oh, I do not have to fear isolation, hibernation. Think of the trees and the animals. They all go down. They all separate. The bears go into their den and they hunker down and don't eat and they're just fine. They come back out and they rebirth. The trees shut down and die. And it's amazing to me, being a Minnesotan, how many people, clients go through their seasonal disorder, which indeed is very real. I'm not making fun of that. But instead of having it get to us in a negative way, why can't we learn from this and honor the fact that these human meat bodies actually need to do that? The only even chance we get for it is our sleep, which is usually pretty crappy for most humans because we're so messed up in what we put in our bodies and our minds. But we haven't learned dormancy. We haven't learned to shut down. We haven't learned hibernation. We haven't learned quarantine. And so what does this virus give us? It gives us an opportunity again for pause, to possibly look and learn something from, and God forbid, respect and honor our plant kingdom, to start to understand that I do not have to fear this entire thing as much as we're being told we should. That doesn't mean that it isn't real. That doesn't mean that we don't have to be careful. That doesn't mean that we don't have to use our heads. I'm talking about be very, very careful on paradigm shifting the fear frequencies that you're allowing to go through your body, because fear in this regard is killing people. Fear is what makes dis-ease in the body. Fear is what diseases the body. And I can guarantee you the health of the overall entire world is way more in jeopardy from fear right now than it is from actually getting the virus. The fear itself that is running rampant through our collective processes and affecting our individual meat bodies is over the top and off the charts in terms of playing with us to the extent of creating more disease. Now, what does that do? Here we go with conspiracy. It puts us all in the shit show of now I'm sick and I need more meds. And then I put more meds in. That is the big pharma companies giving us more answers, more everything to stick into our body. And the cycle continues. This pause button, in my opinion, is our chance to reboot our actual immune system. Not be scared of it. This is our chance to reboot our actual immune system and the actual planetary immune system via the plant and the animal kingdom at the same time. So what does that mean? That means that within the planet itself, our core of our planet has all kinds of things, minerals, gases, all kinds of rock structures, but a piece of it is crystalline. A piece of the inner earth is crystalline. It holds crystal. What does crystal do? It has information. It stores information. It moves information, and it can clear and it can send messaging. Just like we use crystals in our phones and our computers and in our electronics, why we can understand that so easily as humans and not understand that that's part of our way to clear and communicate as a human and as an earth, I don't know. But think about it. This is our opportunity to help the earth itself send clear frequencies into our body to help our bodies have a stronger immunity, to have our actual meat and bone ignite our crystalline insides, open our hearts up, use love frequencies, take from actual Mother Earth and give back to Mother Earth via any way that you choose to, because that's what this pause button is also about. Because of the fact that we are in a forced feeling of separation, many, many people that I've been talking to are panicked. And again, it amazes me because the people that are actually doing this spiritual kind of journeying are in awe of this pause button. We are in awe of this almost mandatory offer of find creative ways to do things. I have been fascinated as a practitioner to watch how people are collectively working in a different way because of the fact that I have to be socially distanced from you does not in any way, shape, or form mean that I am alone from you. And until and if this internet and web crashes, we have lots and lots and lots of opportunities to do that. And if, by the way, the internet and web does ever crash, then this is huge opportunities to find the quiet, to find that spiritual God source, to really reprogram those dogmatic feelings of separation that it's a guy on a cloud and really start to understand, oh no, me in my own personal world of creation, I have chose this. I have signed up for this. I, as a meat body, chose to come during this time period that is unlike any other time period ever before in humanity on this globe. And that's pretty fascinating. And what do I want to do with that? That is creative, that is loved-based, that is self-responsible in terms of my God source. And I get to versus I have to energies of co-creating. So regardless of what happens to our real live connection in terms of electronics, we still have this opportunity of creativity. So what does that mean? And this is the first thing my clients say, and it's adorable because it happens every single session. So, okay, Suzanne, now I feel better. We did the healing. We did our intake. We did all that. What should I do? What should I do? What should I do? And immediately I go, okay, now we're right back to the human doing machine. My advice here is, there are precautionary methods of do. Yes, we have to do some things. Yes, we have to, if we choose to, do the things that are on behalf of self and others, meaning be personally and socially responsible. Do the things that are going to help the collective virus be in so-called control, if you choose to, which I hope you do. Secondarily, however, do whatever you want to, because there's no right or wrong to this. And do it in a creative and wonderful way of I get to versus, oh my God, now I have to go meditate. It isn't having to go and meditate. There's many days when I can't stand meditating. So instead, what do? I turn on some music and I dance, or I go drum for 20 minutes, or I go out in the garden and I stare at a flower, which right now is a little difficult, but hey, it's coming along really fast here. I think it's amazing, by the way, another synchronicity, at how even the spring is coming quicker for us to be able as humans to actually see the rebirth in alignment with this virus kind of situation. The rebirth is all around us. The birds are out faster. The bugs are out faster. The flowers are out faster. Stop and take pause is the thing that you can do the best right now. And then from that point on, use your creativity. Make this about the ascension process in a bigger way if you choose to, because this is part of what is happening. We are changing and ascending. And there are reasons that these things come in from all layers and levels again. And I'm not going to go into all of that because there's a million things you can choose to believe with conspiracy or control or not. I don't even care about any of that. What I care about is the offer to pause. What I care about right now is the offer to say, this supports my journey as an ascending human being. And God forbid, hopefully gives some new breath to the ascension of the planet. And that, by the way, is not a pun. It's breathing. It's breathing in love and light and consciousness into this planet and taking back that breath of life from the animals, the plants, the things that we are connected to, and including other human bodies and beings. So this is personal responsibility, in my opinion, because we have, again, chose to come into an incarnation during an incredibly unique time. Those of us that are doing the work, again, not a separation of judgment, but it is a separation of energy. Those of us that are doing the work to see this in a love and light way will continue to navigate this differently. So I hope that those people that are in that fear-based arena choose to, if they choose to, take that opportunity to use this virus and this kind of like almost forced upon us moment of pause and separation to do your work, to start your work, or to expedite your work, or to grow your work. Because this 3D timeline is unknown. This is a practitioner is what I find the most consistent difficulty with humans. And it happened this week with almost everybody that I worked with. I think it is so interesting that people want something to be done. People want something to be finished. People want an ending to something. And this is the biggest lesson that this virus is giving us right now is how do I trust in the unknown? How do I stay present? What is the gift of presence? And again, this is a direct alignment and correlation to ascension processes, spiritual growth, and the virus. It's all the same stuff in just a different sandbox of lesson, different toys that we're working with, different people that we're playing with. But in essence, this is understanding time is not always our friend. Time can get into our head and we can be wanting something to end, or wanting something to start, or wanting something to finish is the biggest thing and be over with and done with. Many, many, many clients that I worked with, and several this week, just want this to be done. And as a human, of course, we want this to be done. But is it ever going to be done? Because what does that even mean? This is the lesson that we get, that the panic that the human being has of, I don't know how to not be done with something. I don't know how to not give my power to something in the future that may or may not exist. This whole energy floating in between is what paralyzes us in fear. And this happens not only with a virus, but it happens every day of our lives. And again, it's important to look back to nature and go, nature doesn't give a crap. Nature just goes with the flow. Nature goes with the path of least resistance. If I'm water going around a rock, if I'm a tree bending or not bending in the wind, if I fight it, I crack, and then I figure out how to rebirth, and on, we have so much symbolism in our plant and animal kingdom on how we can do this differently. So this unknown is our biggest fear. And this, again, directly relates to our feeling and fear of death. And I think that this is so important. And I think it's so ironic that I write a book about death during a time when everything comes to a screeching halt in terms of, you know, getting information out there. And this isn't a book promotion. It's just saying, this is important, people. This is all the same message. We don't even technically die. Yes, indeed, our meat and bone body does. But what I tried to write about and share is that we don't. We have our loved ones going to a place of transition and transmutation. We have our loved ones knowing that during the process, and we can have faith in that. Why is that any different than us fearing the death of this disease or impending death from the disease, or, oh my God, what are we going to do when this disease is over, and when is it going to end? And on, the monkey madness of our minds go through this stuff every single day. This pause button can help us, if we choose to, go into a place of quiet contemplation on, why am I so flippin' scared of the unknown? Why am I so scared of not knowing? Why am I so, you know, like automatically giving my power to a timeline, to an entity, to a virus, to a government that tells me what to do or not do, to my mother, my child, my job? I mean, it's endless. We are constantly in this barrage of the unknown. So this can give us such mental fatigue. And we also, by the way, are finding ourselves, a friend yesterday that I was working on was referring to compassion fatigue. And she said it's a very real thing. And I said, oh my God, I love that concept. I hadn't really heard that as a technical word, but it's so true. We can get compassionate fatigue, meaning compassion fatigue, meaning I'm worried about you. I'm worried about you. In my world and in my terms, that's empathing. This is not a time for anybody to empath and worry about everybody and everything, because this is going to further fatigue our body and meat and bone, and especially in our mental and emotional fields. This is not a time to have our compassion being fatigued because we're empathing. Oh my God, this might not work on behalf of the whole entire world. I'm worrying about Italy. I'm worrying about China. Now, this in no way, shape, or form says, screw you, other people. I'm not worried about you. It's the direct opposite. What cutting off empathing means is that I will find a higher form of compassion to know that this is happening from higher source energy, as well as 3D energy. This is happening from every individual standpoint, much less a collective standpoint, much less a city, state, or country standpoint, on a higher level for whatever purpose the higher level chooses. This is understanding that there is a faith in the process. This is understanding, yes, on 3D, we have to be diligent. We have to be connected, that we have to understand social distancing, hand washing, et cetera, and be personally and individually responsible. But I do not want to go into this empathing the fear on behalf of the all, because all that's going to do is fatigue me and my body, which does not help my immunity system and throws me into an arena of having dis-ease in the body, and then the cycle continues. This empathing situation is not new to the virus. This empathing and compassion fatigue is not new to humanity. We, for whatever reason, have trained ourselves for many, many, many years already, and almost 100% of my clients that I see empath in some way, shape, or form, because why? Because we think we're supposed to, that these belief systems that we've been handed to along our way tell us that if I don't worry about you, I'm selfish. If I put myself first, I'm selfish. This virus offers us the opportunity, again, in a moment of pause, to put myself first on behalf of the all. Put myself first in a safe place, because if I'm safe, then I offer more safe. This is a lesson in empathing, if we can see it in a great way. But a lot of us, sadly, will be missing that, and we will be worrying about our family and friends that I can't get together with in a meet-to-meet way. I can't have your body in front of me, therefore my head's going to run rampant that you're not okay. And this is one of the ways that we can learn to have faith in connecting with our loved ones and those across the globe and anywhere into the plant and animal kingdom by use of our telepathic and heartfelt skills. This offers our birthright of us being a human the opportunity to come forward and actually find true faith in the fact that we are all connected and it will be okay, whatever okay looks like, without putting judgment or my version of or my lens on what okay looks like. this is very, very, very big in terms of a lesson again of death and dying or rebirth or recalibrating or coming into a new belief system. All of this is opportunities for us right now. So let's, in my opinion, use some creativity. Let's take this seriously, yes, but let's also find a heartfelt way to stay connected and to find joy and to find oneness and to find collectivity and quite possibly work deeper on our spiritual connection in terms of not just handing this off to some power up there that's going to take care of it for us, because that, in my opinion, is not responsible either. The power that's taking care of us is us on a God level, meaning a collective level. Our souls on a collective level, the planets, the animals, the every body of that God experience is that ultimate God. And this is part of what we're co-creating. And this ascension process is the biggest key to this, that we are co-creating a new world. This new world is never going to look the same. We will not have an end, in my opinion, to this so-called viral madness. And right now we're seeing it as a virus, but the viral madness is starting to understand collective consciousness, starting to understand law of attraction, starting to understand focus. Focus on what I want, not what I don't, because the universe doesn't know any different. If I'm scared all day long that I'm going to get this, I'm drawing in more potentiality of getting this versus I don't walk around ignorant and stupid, but I do walk around with the understanding from a higher source energy that my soul is in alignment with what is happening right now. And I get to stay wombed in that. I get to stay safe in that. I get to stay present in that. So these are really, really interesting times for me. And there are days, don't fool yourself, that I'm a human meat sack just like the rest of you, that hears the whole overall freaking doom and gloom of this shit and starts to go, oh my God, we're all screwed. But my job as a human right now for my own person is to allow that fear structure to be there for a second, but then fully move it through and out. Fully move it through and out. Connect with it, own it, because yes, I'm a meat person that gets scared. Holy shit, I just touched that. Oh my God, that guy was too close. Oh my God, this could happen. Then get it out. Get it out of your body. Get it out to the universes. We need to understand it is critical for us to talk to the God Source Library of the overall Akash, to talk to the overall library about what this feels like to be so out of control with something that could harm not only me, but everyone I love in the universe and a planet and animals and plants. Talk to the overall library of the God Source and get it out of your physical meat body so that this sadness, this fear, this scare, this control fight, this all this stuff that we're struggling with gets back to a place of so-called in-between lives, so that that library up there can then ponder this from a bigger scope and start to say, huh, we need incoming beings. We need incoming angelics, benevolence. We need incoming weather, planetary systems, alignments. We need incoming timelines or past ones to release to help support change this overall kaleidoscope of what's going on. See, we forget, here's our biggest connectivity. We forget that we're not just one little human being down here scared to death on this planet that I might freaking die or my family might die. We forget that we're part of a bigger, bigger, bigger and endless and unbelievable infinite weave of collective creation. What happens on this planet changes what happens everywhere. And everywhere changes what happens on this planet. And that's the collective. And I'm talking about the overall Akash collective with no time. So let's, if we choose to, ponder how big this can get. This is what quiet time and pause offers us. Don't be scared, in my opinion, to go into that quiet time and let your head really release anything that's fear-based on behalf of you and the all, because that's what makes change. And then for sure, replace it with a loving frequency of safe. And that can be as easy, people, as going out and hugging a tree or looking through a window and noting that that cardinal that landed on my stoop out there is definitely my father, who died 3 years ago, telling me everything is fine. Allow yourself, if you choose, to have that imagination, that creativity, and that joy factor, because joy and bliss is what's going to fight this virus way more than washing our hands. So again, take what resonates, dump the rest. And my clients that I've been seeing this week, I'm so excited and proud of so many of them, because they know it's bigger and they're doing their work. And again, no judgment on anybody on how to do the work or not do the work or do the work. It's just, it is what it is. And so until next, stay healthy, stay safe, and stay creative. Cosmic hugs.